This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
But also taking a look at some other international news this morning, the Business Roundtable is apparently shifting away from the shareholder-first mentality over there in the US. Now, the Roundtable, which is also known as the BRT, they've issued a new statement of purpose identifying five major stakeholders, including shareholders alongside customers, workers, suppliers and communities.
So this BRT is actually a very important business group, which has 200 over members and about combined $7 trillion in revenue. And what they're saying is that businesses have gone beyond kind of shareholders maximize profit maximization kind of ethos to something that's more like taking care of the environment and being nice to employees.
I'm confused here, you know, because I always thought if you're basically a CEO, what is your objective, right? Unless you're running a particular kind of fund or particular kind of company with a specific social mandate, isn't it just about maximizing shareholder value?
Yes, but that depends on whether this shareholder value can persist if there is an environmental disaster, right? Because capitalism has not been adequate in handling all these environmental issues, it's growth at all costs, even if it's damaging the environment. So I think the change of tech is more a self-defense mechanism, so that people don't turn against them. And, you know, inequality is at an all-time high right now. And inequality is actually quite bad for business.
And it's true, because if you don't have enough people to consume at the end of the day, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? There'll be no businesses to run. And I think this backlash also came from 2008, right, when we had that financial crisis and there were all these questions about banks behaving badly and car companies behaving badly.
Absolutely. And we got the likes of Senator Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders making a lot of noise there. So I think they're a little bit scared of what can happen in terms of new laws and new policies.
But this kind of trend of investors becoming more socially conscious is something that we are seeing elsewhere around the world as well. Because, for example, Norway, their government pension fund, Global, which is the world's largest sovereign wealth fund, they have already divested all of their oil and gas investments to firms with renewable energy businesses, and it very much seems like this change in BRT's shareholder policy creed seems to be a call to reform almost capitalism as a whole, because we are seeing a rise in awareness about climate change concerns, which have driven politicians, shareholder activists alike, to put pressure on companies in order to ensure that they are actually sustainable, because they want companies to consider their impact on the world beyond this this financial perspective.
Do you think this is just lip service, though?
Well, Larry,
the skeptic in me, you know, always thinks at the end of the day, these guys, right, these CEOs, it's all about the dollars.
I think so. I think in the absence of real political will, you wouldn't be able to enforce this. And Larry Summers, who is the former U.S. Treasury Secretary under the Clinton administration, he says that without an enforcement tool, all these kind of talk will lack teeth because you need to enforce it, right? And corporations wouldn't just willingly give up profits on their own accord.
Absolutely. And the fact that there aren't any specific details in a BRT statement is also a bit of a cause for concern. Now, Summers has said that he's wary of the BRT rhetoric as being part of a larger strategy in order to hold off necessary tax and regulatory reform. So I think he tends to rather fall on your side of the skepticism. Hey, Shaoning?
Yes. Sorry, the capitalist in me knows what companies like. More money.
You don't want to be on the same platform as Larry Summers, though. A lot of people accuse him of having caused or not doing something about the global financial crisis.
Indeed. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.